side. It's in the bounds. And excuse me, that's number 25, Zach Franzel on the carry. And Franzel is finally forced out of bounds at the 28-yard line from the 19 all the way across midfield. And throw on some more yards on top of that. Flips the field, first and 10.
And just when Sandusky needs a play, they go to the outside. Tyler Jones does what he needs to do as the defensive back over there. He stops the running back in his tracks, forces him to cut up the middle, and he does exactly that, cuts up the middle, and Lemke comes in, has got a clear shot at him, misses, and a great job by Franzel to avoid that tackle, and then it's nothing but showing off his speed as he gets down the sideline before Spicer's able to push him out and prevent a touchdown for now.
A 51-yard tote for Franzel, and it's a handoff up the middle again. Obviously stops the progress after about 5 yards. Sandusky now starting to get offense in chunks. And on the bottom of that pile would be DeLauren Wedge.
Adam Weber makes the stop for the Bearcat defense, but not until at least 5 or 6 was gotten on first down. It's exactly what you want if you're an offense running the football dominantly, being able to get half your way to the first down marker. Sandusky has been doing that a lot tonight.
Sandusky taking their time. 7:25 left in this third quarter. Still leading 14-8 over the LB Bearcats. 6-point lead for the Redskins. Coming to the line of scrimmage, the big man Adam Scott at center. 3-man backfield. Carlson surveys the prairie. Handoff over to Washington Kevin around the right end. Tackle made by William Spicer after about a 3-yard gain, short of the first down by about 2 yards. Third down, 2 to go for the Redskins at the 20-yard line.
Nice tackle there by Spicer. He's left one-on-one as he holds his ground, doesn't fall for all the fakes, and patiently waits for Washi to get the ball as the last option for Sandusky. And Spicer's able to wrap him up, make a nice tackle. A very short yardage to go. If that's 2, Clark, it's a short 2. We'll see if the Bearcat defense can stop him, or is it going to be more of the Sandusky first downs after first downs?
It's a handoff up the middle to Braxton Washi once again, has the first down, and then about 5 more yards on top of that. He needed to get out to about the 18-yard line, and they finally bring him down to the 13-yard line. A 7-yard gain for Washi, and it's a move the chains, first and 10. Tackle made by Austin Peruski of the Ubley Bearcats. First and 10, deep inside the Ubley territory.
Sandusky just dominating at the line of scrimmage right now. The Bearcats, hands on their hips, just not something we've seen in the past. If Ubley's going to win this game, this series matters the most. They need to not allow Sandusky to score here. And same goes for Sandusky. They're able to score here. This game may be out of reach. I don't know if Ubley's offense is playing well enough right now to score 2 times to take over the lead. Let's see if Carlson and company can finish off this drive.
Gets the snap coming around, handoff to the left side, coming around the left end to the near sideline, and finally forced out of bounds at the 8-yard line. Nolan Van Erp on the tackle, as Washi had nothing going there quickly. Excuse me, that's Zach Franzel. It's very difficult to see those numbers there. Franzel out for, according to the spot, 4 yards on the carry. Inside the 10-yard line, down to the 8. Second down, 6 to go.
That's the part that's been deceptively good about this Sandusky offense. They're attacking sideline to sideline on this Bearcat defense. And just as you mentioned, Clark, looked like it went nowhere. And just because he's angling up the field ever so slightly, Lemke comes all the way over to pick up the blocker, and it took all that time for Van Erp to get over there and make the tackle. By that point, he's already had angled himself 4 yards, and that's all you want on first down if you're a running run-first offense.
Carlson hands it off to Washi, coming through the right gap, breaks free his first tackle, spinning with 3 white jerseys all over him inside the 5 and down to the 4-yard line, finally stopped by Nolan Van Erp. The sophomore moved up for the Bearcat defense. And another gain of 4 yards in the play sets up third down, 2 to go inside the ugly 10-yard line.
You said it, Clark. Took 3, maybe even 4 Bearcats just to bring him down. And they're just unable to make these tackles when they make impact. Sandusky's winning those battles, getting the extra yardage or two, battling for those extra feet and yards. And wouldn't be surprised here again if Washi gets another carry and finishes off this drive for Sandusky.
Carlson under center. In the backfield, Wedge, Franzel, and Washi. Quick pitch inside, and he's in, standing up. Touchdown, Sandusky.
Looks looks like Zach Franzel to me, Clark.
Yes,
is
indeed.
That what you
number
see?
Number 25, Zach Franzel in with the carry from 4 yards out. And the point after a two-point conversion upcoming now. And now it's suddenly Sandusky 20, Ubley 8, a 12-point game. Sandusky trying to make this 14 once again.
Just a good drive there by Sandusky, Clark. They just pounded the football left and right with different backs. Ubley has no idea what was coming from next. Two-point conversion on the way.
It's a pitch out to the left, and he's in. Two-point conversion is good. Franzel again. With 5:03 left, 5:03 left in the third quarter, it's Sandusky 22, Ubley 8, right here on the WLW Sports Network.
You're in the money when you switch to Thumb Cellular. Right now, if you switch to Thumb Cellular, add a line, or upgrade your phone, get $100. The Big Benjamin. 100 smackaronis. Call it what you'd like. You're getting $100 to use however you choose at Thumb Cellular. Use it towards your monthly service, a new phone, accessories, a Bluetooth speaker. The choice is yours to spend it how you want. Want a case and a new phone? It's $100 your way. And it's happening now at Thumb Cellular. Thumb Cellular, we've got you covered. With offices in Bad Axe, Caro, Pigeon, and Sandusky. Terms of service apply.
Valley Enterprises, a fast-paced and innovative plastics division of the Gemini Group, is looking for the right candidate to fill the position of operator. This position provides Valley with basic operational support in a plant setting. Training is provided for all tasks. Valley offers a competitive hourly rate, health, dental, vision, and life insurance, 401k, vacation and holiday pay, and referral bonuses. If you would like to join their team, apply in person at Valley Enterprises 2147 Lepic Road in Ubley, 1 mile north of Atwater Road on M19, then a quarter mile east on Lepic Road.
.503 left in the fourth quarter, third quarter still, and as Sandusky strikes first in the second half, it's now back out to a 14-point lead for them. Ties their largest hit of the night, 14 points for differential. Sandusky 22, Ubley 8, right here on the WLW Sports Network. As Sandusky has to reboot this one after an offsides penalty against them, push them back another 5 yards. Brought in by Spicer at the 43-yard line, across midfield, and a big tackle on the near sideline. Right at the 50-yard line, and that is where Ubley will start their drive as they trail by two possessions.
I don't know if you saw there, Clark, but the offsides on the kickoff backed up Sandusky 5 yards. And then where Sandusky has angled the kick every single time, Ubley put William Spicer over there, and they kicked it right at him. So Spicer's able to take that return, get to midfield before he's brought down. So pretty good field position for the Bearcats, but they need to do their defense a big favor. They need to put a nice drive together, put points on the board. And for Sandusky, you're able to force a turnover here or a non-scoring situation, you are in the driver's seat going into the fourth quarter.
Wing tee to the left. Sweeney's going to keep it for himself. Coming around the left end is still running sideways. Cuts back inside, has positive yards now. Out for about 8 yards before he's brought down at the 42-yard line of Sandusky territory. According to the spot, actually the 43 for a gain of 7. Second down, 3 yards to go as we have an official timeout on the field. It looks like we have maybe our first cramp of the night here for a Sandusky defenseman.
Bad Axe ties it up with Lakers in that second half, 12-12.
Wow.
Good game over there in Laker country.
You think Bad Axe has any momentum from last week?
I certainly think so. Lakers are certainly getting all they can handle right now, and that's excellent.
I love it, especially for the sake of just, we've broadcast Bad Axe football now, Dave, for, well, collectively 8 years. And last week was the first time we ever saw a victory from Bad Axe football, and to do it in this fashion they did, And now, sticking in there with, I mean, there's nothing worse than having such momentum and then playing just a buzzsaw of Lakers. And